So I'm with a lovely lady. Hi, what's your name?
Sabrina Ray.
Okay, who do you work for, Sabrina?
John Lewis.
Tell us what you do.
I'm a UX architect for John Lewis.
What is that?
basically, we design the user experience for the website, the mobile app, and the mobile web.
Okay, so we're in a global accessibility for everybody. Is your site accessible for all sorts of people?
Not at the moment, that's to my knowledge, but that's what we're trying to work on. We're trying to increase accessibility for people who are, you know, visually impaired or to the deaf. I'm here trying to learn more about the iOS capabilities because my background isn't development, so it's kind of nice to know more about the technology bit and what's available. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said tonight that looking at their figures from their app that they've developed, yeah, that when they made it more accessible, the figures went up.
Yes, I believe that. I mean, I think also with social media being the way it is that if you have a really good app that has accessibility, it's going to get around. There's going to be, you know, tweets about it, Facebook pages, and it's almost in a way free marketing.
Yeah. So after tonight, listening to Andre, and I can't remember his name, I feel so rude, the deaf man, has it changed your way of thinking? Do you think... Right.
Yeah, you know, it's true what they said. They were talking about accessibility as an add-on. So once you've started to design the project, then you think about accessibility. But accessibility is something you should start from the kickoff. And that was something that really sort of vibrated within me. Like, yeah, that's true. Like, why should it be an add-on? It should be from the start.
So are you gonna apply that now?
I'm gonna try, definitely.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks very much.
Thanks, sure.
Well done.